the proprietorship of this whole material world. Then the question comes, what about my karma? If Lord is a proprietor, as we were discussing, I have my own karma also. Then what are the results for that and how it affects to me? So the second mantra, it deals with what are the activities that we should perform, or what are the karma that we should perform which will help us to get the read of our karmas or vikarmas. So what is a karma or naishkarma? What it has explained. Karma will be there, but that karma which will not bear a fruit, either bias or impacts. So what is that and how to perform that? That is explained in the next verse. First verse is the, who is the real proprietor? If you understand that, then your sufferings are gone. Why we are suffering? Because we are claiming something. Even result of my karma, I said, it's me because of my karma, you know. Who are you? Unless and until he gives a sanction, how you are going to suffer or enjoy in this world? Because everything is in his control. But free will that he has given, through which we can go out of this samsara or the cycle of birth and death. So mantra 2, kurvan neve karmani jije visheshatam sama evam dvai nanyate tosti na karma lipyate nare. One may aspire to live for hundreds of years if he continuously goes on working in that way. For that sort of a work will not bind him to the law of karma. There is no alternative to this way for man. Which way? The way has explained previously. If he understands that Ishavasyam Idam Sarvat, everything belongs to the Lord, he is the owner, and I should enjoy what Kota kept for me. If someone lives on that principle, then it is said that he will not bind himself in the reaction of karma. So Prabhupada, he explained about this verse. He says that no one wants to die actually, because that's the nature of the soul. Being a part and parcel of the Lord, we are also eternal. So we don't want to die. Then who dies? This material body. And because we are attached to this material body, we consider ourselves as a body. We have a fear in our heart. See, that was the question what brought me in Krishna consciousness. The first question that I asked the spiritual master, that why everyone is afraid of death? He gave answer in only one sentence. It's because we consider ourselves as a body, not spirits. Because soul never dies. And body is not permanent. So thing which is not permanent, we identify ourselves with that, then definitely that's the cause of fear. Part which is ours only. Enjoyment is not just jump on, but whatever assigned for you, you take that much on. Whether sufferings or enjoyment, because this body is also a part of our karmic reaction. Because I have done some kind of a karma, So that has given me this body, which has a short stature, little bit blackish brown, maybe bulky. That is my karma. So according to that karma, I have got this body. In next Kali Yuga, maybe the some soul will have that karma and he will get this body. So this body is also a dress. According to my desire and my credit, I bought this one. This whole world is considered as a big vastralaya, the garment shop, where you can pay and get a dress. If you are capable to pay 5,000, you will get a 5,000 worth dress. If you are capable to pay 50,000, you will get that sort of thing. So every living entity, according to his previous karma, he gets this particular body. So this body belongs to you? No, it is rented. As long as you are capable to pay rent, you are in. If you are not, you are kicked out. So same way, one should understand that nothing belongs to us in this world. This body whom we nurture since childhood, take care of, spends lakhs of rupees on this. That's the first thing that we have to leave at the time of death. And once you leave the body, then the things which are in contact with the body, they get detached from you. Sometimes in your presence itself they go away. But mostly likely it happens when you leave body, the things along with the body also, they leave you. So if you understand that, then you will enjoy that much which is came to you as the mercy of Lord. Or whatever you have come to you, you will accept it as a mercy of Lord, whether it is a suffering or enjoyment. That's why devotees, they always look happy. Because they think, it's my Lord and He has sent it to me. Palatable or unpalatable. That's the last verse of Chaitanya Shiksha Ashtakam. What is that? We had a series of lectures on that. Ashlishava Padaratam Vinashtuma Madarshnam Marmatam Karotu Vahyatatasava Vidadatu Lampato Mat Prananatas Susayevana. You are the my only master or my Lord, whether you hug me or whether you kick me. So wherever He gives you suffering or happiness, devotee accept them as the mercy of Lord. And karmi, they curse their Lordship. Why? To me. I am coming regular to the program. I am attending all the programs. I am having your prasad. But why me? That question comes because we are not mature. Yes. 8th shloka of Shiksha. Chaitanya Shiksha. Every day morning we chant it. Cheto Darpana Marjana. So this is the last verse of that Shiksha Shloka. See, these are the 8 verses that are given by Lord Chaitanya. Nothing else He has given in return. But these are the 8 shlokas that He has given. And it contains everything. From the beginning of devotional service up to the end, there is no end, but ultimate goal that has explained in this verse. So, we'll start with the purport. No one wants to die, everyone wants to live as long as he can drag on. Nowadays they put him in the ICU, if he even goes in the coma also. Like one of my, sister-in-law's in-law, her husband's father, father's brother, he died just yesterday. He was in coma for 2 months. 2 months, they put him on a ventilator. Jokingly they said that he was going to the Yamaraja's door and coming back. Giving bail and coming back. Why he was on the ventilator? People, they drag on because they don't want to die. Because of the affinity towards the body. And this tendency is visible not only individually, but also collectively in the community, society and nation. You can see everywhere. Why this cosmetic industry is growing up far bigger than the food industry's cosmetic industry, you know. It's like a 7-8 years back when I used to have regular courses. That time I studied one paper. $72 billion. That time it was a turnover of India in cosmetic industries. That much money was coming to US and Europe from India. What's the reason behind that? Affection to body. Because nobody wants to die. And the whole cosmetic industry is working on that. The 75 years old wanted to look like a 50, 50 years like to look like a 30, 30 looks like a 15. Ultimately what happens? They burn money on it, nothing. There was a joke just recently. Husband and wife, both they died. Because of their karma, husband became a ghost. And wife became a witch. White witch. So then, all of a sudden they met together. And she said, "You have changed so much." The husband said, "You are not at all changed, my dear." The cosmetic industry. Glorious to cosmetic industry. Leave apart the joke. But this is what happening actually. Nobody wants to die. They wanted to live as youthful as they can. But that never happens.
So if you take any industry like cosmetic or whatever it is, yeah, indirectly you are unable, you can't do anything, changes, you can't prolong your life. But the amount of water is there, so many jobs. Other stuff. That is one way they are feeding the people, right? By paying the salaries or whatever. Otherwise it will be difficult for them to survive. In that case, if you see, then you can call saying for the media industry, right?
See, what is the reason behind asking this question?
So why I'm asking is, already people are, you know, they're not getting into spirituality because they have so many problems. Like money, or they, I don't have a job.
This thing will be answered in the next shloka. Don't worry. In the first para only you are jumping on the next mantra. Lord is explaining about that. It is given. Very nicely he has explained. Let me finish this and we will jump on that. Nice. Actually you are quite good intuition. You are thinking about the next thing. The living beings is eternal by nature. But due to his bondage in material existence, he has to change his body over and over. This process is called transmigration of the soul or karma. Bandhana, bondage by one's word. So question will be definition of transmigration.
Can multiple choice?
How you can define in multiple choice questions? If it is definition, you have to define it. The living entity has to work for his livelihood. Got it? The previous question. The living entity has to work for his livelihood because that is the law of material nature. No one can live without that. So, whatever assigned for you, you have to get it because you have to work it for. But you will get it. Someone may get it just by sitting itself because that is his karma. And to get the same thing, one must have to cross like 100 miles and go there. And he will get it. But according to his thing, one has to go and sit that place, then he is going to get it. So at least going and sitting there, it's your free will. This is how the karma works. If he does not act according to his prescribed duties, he transgresses the law of nature and binds himself more and more to the cycle of birth, death in the many species of life. So your question was previously that where is the role of God if it is my karma? In this particular form, which I have got it because of my previous karma, certain duties and responsibilities they are bound to this particular form. If I transgress them, because that is your free will, if you follow them, then you are going to get the result, or you will complete that karma. So you don't have to suffer or enjoy for that karma in next life. That will get over, finishes, end of that. But because of your free will, if you transgress that and do something else, then you suffer yourself and go to another species of life. So who sends you there? Who decides that you are transgressing or not? That is God.
Transgressing means not following.
Transgressing means, now I have asked you to write it down. Huh? You don't bother about it. Forget.
Grazing means eating.
No, no, no. Grazing. That grazing is different. That is Z-I-N-G. G-R-A-Z-I-N-G. Grazing. This is transgressing. Progressing. Progressing is going further. Transgressing means jumping over. Rather than going to this path, I'm transgressing and just going from some other way. Is that right? Other life forms are also subject to the cycle of birth and death. But when the living entity attains the human life, he gets a chance to get free from a chain of karma. So what's the importance of a human form of a life? There he get a chance to get rid of the chain of karma. There are three types of karma. Karma, akarma and vikarma, which are very nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita. Actions that are performed in terms of one's prescribed duties, as mentioned in the revealed scripture, are called karma. So definitions. Definition of karma, akarma and vikarma. Actions that free one from the cycle of birth and death are called akarma. Page number 24. And actions that are performed through the misuse of one's freedom and that direct one to the lower life forms are called vikarma. Is that clear? Of these three types of action, that which free one from the bondage to karma is preferred by intelligent men. Ordinary men wish to perform good work in order to be recognized and achieve some higher status of life in this world or in heaven. But more advanced men want to be free altogether from the actions and reactions of work. See, this karma, akarma, vikarma and karma, they are considered like what they put in?
Handcuffs.
One is golden, one is silver and one is iron. So which one is good? See, karma and vikarma is that, but akarma does not have that. Because akarma means you do it everything for Krishna. So this is not a golden or silver or anything. Only two is, one is iron or gold you can consider. But both, they binds you. But akarma, which liberates you, which takes you away from the chain of repeated birth. Ordinary men wish to perform good work in order to be recognized and achieve some higher status of a life in this world or in heaven. But more advanced men want to be free altogether from the actions of reactions of work. Intelligent men well know that both good and bad work equally bind one to the material miseries. Consequently, they seek that work which will free them from the reactions of both good and bad work. Such a liberating work is described here in the pages of Sri Ishopanishad. So what is explained in Sri Ishopanishad? In one word answer?
Akarma.
It speaks about akarma. So one mark question. The instructions of Ishopanishad are more elaborately explained in Bhagavad Gita. See, again, I'm coming to the point where Prabhupada is doing a marketing job now. You are reading Ishopanishad, but he is selling Bhagavad Gita to you. Huh? If you read this, then you will jump on there. Hey, let me know what is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Because he says here that more elaborately it has explained in Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes called as a Gita Upanishad. The cream of all the Upanishadas. In the Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, verse number 9 up to 16, starts from Yajnyat Bhavati Parajanya. Up to the where all the karmas has to be done for the satisfaction of the Lord. This has explained in the 7 verses. And this same principle is carried over there. So when you study Bhagavad Gita, that time you should remember that this is what has explained in Ishopanishad. The personality of a Godhead says that one cannot attain the state of Nishkarmya, Naishkarmya or Akarma without executing the prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedic literature. That means you can't give up anything. Whatever prescribed for you, you have to do it. Arjuna was a grahastha, he was a fighter, he has to fight. Because that is his deha dharma, he can't leave that. But purpose for what he has to fight, that can be changed. Being a kshatriya, he has to fight a war. But for whom he has to fight that, that can be doveted. This literature can regulate the working energy of a human being in such a way that he can gradually realize the authority of the Supreme Being. When he realizes the authority of a Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Vasudev or Krishna, it is to be understood that he has attained the stage of positive knowledge. In this purified stage, the modes of nature, namely goodness, passion and ignorance, cannot act, and he is able to work on the basis of Naishkarmya. Such a work does not bind one to the cycle of birth and death. In the fight of Kurukshetra, Duryodhana also killed so many armies. Arjuna also did that. Karna also did that. But everyone result different. Why? Because purpose was totally different. One was fighting for his own ego. And the other one was fighting because it was Lord's instruction. So when you lead a life according to the Lord's instruction and perform your prescribed duties, you never get entangled in the karma of the activities that you are performing. Are you able to get it? So your prescribed duties you can't give up. But that should be done according to the instruction given in the Vedic literature. That's what this Ishopanishad says. Kurvan neveha karmani. Everyone has to perform these prescribed duties. Considering what? Lord is the ultimate control. Under his direction, if you do that, that becomes the cause of your liberation. And if you do it whimsically as per your will and wish, you have to suffer for that. You are counted for that. But if you think as per the instruction and guidelines of the Lord, then you are not counted for that. He is counted for that. And when he gets counted for that, he nullifies all the reactions. Nishkarmya, Nishkama Karma, Akarma, all are same. Nishkama Karma means without any desire for own sense gratification. That is Nishkama. Same Nishkarmya. And same occur.
So in Kurukshetra, there are people killed by Duryodhana or Karna, and people killed by Arjuna, that's why he's a Krishna. Then you said all are different, you know. People killed by Krishna, they get liberated or whatever. People are getting killed by Karna or Duryodhana. What are their positions?
If they have seen their lordship while leaving the body, they are. Because it is explained by the conversation of Uddhava and Vidura in Srimad Bhagavatam. There he says, Tathaiva channe naraloka viraya ahave krishna mukharavindam parthastha puta padamapurasya. He says there, Tathaiva channe naraloka vira. O Vidura, I have seen so many naraloka vira, great warriors on the battlefield. And what has happened to them? Partha astra puta padamagatasya. They were purified by the arrows of Arjuna and they have gone to Parampara. Why? Because Nayanabhi Bibandu Nayanabhi Ramam. While leaving their body, they were seeing the beautiful face of their lordship, which was giving a cooling effect to their heart. Nayanabhi Bibandu Nayanabhi Ramam. Through their eyes, they were drinking the nectarious beauty of their lordship. And what happened to them? Padama Purasya, they have gone to the abode of their lordship. Because that was Dharma Yuddha. So whoever got killed, all they have gone to Swarga. Because they saw at the time of death, Lord. Whoever has seen their lordship, they have gone. Swarga. To Goloka Vrindavan, you need to perform unalloyed devotional service. Not with any motivation. Then you can go to Goloka. Swarga.
Just the first level.
Swarga. They got their destination. We don't have to bother about them. Doing the work what Krishna has asked you. When that ego comes, that means you are not following the law. You are thinking that you have done this. You are in control. If you think it's Lord, okay, he has taken me as an instrument which is not that sharp. He must be a sharp one. So he is giving a more result than me. Like there are two sorts. One sort is blunt and other is very sharp. And if you try to cut with the blunt sword, what will happen? It will not cut the thing properly, but the sharp will get it. So what is the problem? The problem with the person or problem with the instrument? So? It's problem with you, because you are not following. He is using both instruments, but you are not good to be used as for that. As Lord went to Karna also, to make him glorious, he said, now there is a time, I am telling you, you are the first Pandava. So you should take side of Pandavas and fight along with them, with the Duryodhana. But he considered the material friendship is more than his own relationship with the Pandavas. He gave preference to that, and rather than become glorious, he got killed. Got it? Dharma Yuddha. Only for the cause of religion, if it is ordained by the Lord, then only. Not in each and every war.
But if they fight for their motherland and die?
He may become a chuya or maybe a rat and he will take birth there. Not necessary that he will go to heaven. Or if he goes also, he will come back again, suffer. Or next time, because while dying, while shooting him, I also remember some Chinese or Pakistani. Yam yam vapis maram bhavante jantyate galavaram. So next time he will take birth in Pakistan and he will fight for that country. So that time he may fight with the Europeans. He may die by seeing some European.
If he is following the law, he's being sent by the president to fight.
President is also liable for that killing, that massacre. So the war which is fought for the religion as per the instruction of Lord, then only. So where we were? From where we have to start? Factually, no one has to do anything more than render devotional service to the Lord. See, factually, this is what the fact. You don't have to do any other than rendering devotional service to the Lord. Karmapi ekam tasya devasya puja. That's what Shankaracharya also said. What you have to do, only one work, and that is devotional service to the Lord. However, in the lower stage of a life, one cannot immediately adopt the activities of devotional service, nor can one completely stop fruitive work. Sometimes some practicing devotee, they ask this question. I'm trying, but it's not happening. Why it is not happening? The reason is given. Lower, what is that? It is the lower stage of a life. So we have to develop ourselves. Then it will happen. Next day, today reading Bhagavad Gita, tomorrow we want to be Arjuna. It never happens. It takes a time. It depends upon the surrender that you have. It may happen immediately also, and it may take a lifetime also. Because ye yatamam prapatti. It depends upon your reciprocation with the Lord. And one of the purpose of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, Lord is reciprocally responder. The way you surrender to Him, the degree that you surrender to Him, same degree He reciprocates with you. A conditioned soul is accustomed to the working for a sense gratification, for this own selfish interest, immediate or extended. An ordinary man works for his own sense enjoyment. And when this principle of a sense enjoyment is extended to include his society, nation or humanity in general, it assumes various attractive names such as the altruism. Prabhu, this is for you. Altruism, socialism, communism, nationalism, humanitarianism. These isms are certainly very attractive forms of a karma bandhana. So they may have offered factories and so many of jobs. This is philanthropism. You are thinking about people's welfare. But this ism is not based on, is centered as a god, then everything is karma bandhana. Because they are opening new cosmetic industry, they are giving more job, so more cheaters are there. You use this, within 6 days you will become a fair. Till date, no one has become like that. Where and love you. You must have used it, yeah? College days.
Its purpose is different, yes.
Whatever it may be, but we never become fair and never become lovely. So everything. But the Vedic instruction of Sri Ishvapanishad is that if one actually wants to live for any of the above isms, he should make them God-centered. There is no harm in becoming a family man or an altruist, a socialist, a communist, a nationalist or a humanitarian, provided that one executes his activities in relation with Ishavasya, the God-centered conception. Being a good for the people or community, for the society or nation is a totally different thing than living a God-centered life. Is that clear? In Bhagavad Gita 2.40, what is the shloka? Nihave kramanashosti pratyavayona vidyate svalpam abhyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even you do a little endeavor in devotional service, that saves you from the biggest fear of life. That is death. Lord Krishna says that God-centered activities are so valuable that just a few of them can save a person from the greatest danger. Trayato mahato bhaya. That will save you from the greatest danger. The greatest danger of a life is the danger of gliding down again into the evolutionary cycle of birth and death amongst the 84 lakh species of life. When we fall down in this material world, what was our identity? I was a Brahma. I was controlling one universe. And look at me, who am I now? Controlled by my wife, controlled by my small kid, controlled by my parents, controlled by president. Huh? What have made to me? What have done to me? Gliding down. See what a word Prabhupada has used. Gliding down into the cycle of evolution. Bakimi becoming mouse again. You know that story? Have you heard about? There was one mouse. He was always chased by cat. So what he thought? He went to one great sage. He said, "Oh my sage, please help me. This cat is always chasing me. So make me cat." He said, "Tathastu." So be it. So he became a cat. After a few days, again he came running. "Oh my great sage, be merciful on me. Make me a dog." Why? Because dog always chases. So, okay, you become a dog. So he became a dog. After a few days, again he came back. "Save me." He said, "What happened?" "Make me a tiger, because tiger is always chasing." So be it. He became a tiger. And if tiger is standing in front of a human being, what he will do?
Oh my God.
"Now I will eat you." So what happened then? If that great sage can make a mouse tiger, he can make that tiger again mouse. So this is what has happened to us. We never satisfied with what we are. We always want to be something which is not there. But if you understand that, "I got it, that's my karma. Either I have to enjoy or suffer, finish it off and get lost from here."
After
doing everything,
so are we
going to
become tiger again or the
sage? Because he will get that intelligence. This mouse is quite intelligent. Because he knows that this person has a capacity to make everything. That's why when you come in contact with the devotees, they make you like them. What is initiation? Diksha kale guru kare shishya atmas. When you take initiation from the guru, guru makes you like him. That's the potency of initiation, sir. Definitely, no? Definitely. If that cat dies remembering the master, next time he will get the birth of human being. That's what scripture says. Ye yathama, sorry. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejanti ante kalevram tam tameveti konte sada tat bhava bhakti. Whatever thinking or remembrance you have at the time of death, the same you are going to get it. That's why it is said that one should die incognizant. Means? No one should know about your death, at least your own family members. That's why in olden era, especially in Bharatvarsha, when they reached to 50s, they used to quit their home. They used to take vanaprastha, means going to the vana. So nobody knows that when they have died, how they have died. That death is considered as a glorious. And that's why this Pitrupaksha has come. Because I don't know when my grandfather has died. So I should do it on Sarvapitri Amasya. I will offer him all oblations. See, everything is scientific and with a reason, whatever we do it. So the really glorious death is considered that one. That's why Vidura, he came to Hastinapur. He chastised Dhritarashtra. And he took Kunti, Gandhari and Dhritarashtra. And they went to the forest. And they left their bodies. Even though they were kings, they left bodies like aberrations. That's the death is considered as a glorious. Where he was meditating on the Lord, he ignited the fire from his body and he got burnt. That's the glory of Dhritarashtra. Do you know about that? That's the glorious death. One should aspire for that. Rather than being with the known people surrounding us. If they are devotees and praying for you, that is wonderful. If not, at least from the family members, one should go away and die. Yeah, you may see at your wife and you will become a woman in next life. Get attached to her.
But generally, people want to have their own love.
Why? Because they consider this body as themselves. So, related with the body they wanted to have around them.
But when you die, like incarnate, obviously promotes your own family. But even if you go somewhere, the overall idea was you want to die, thinking of the God or being the Brahman or
the body. So, glorious death is that you should remember those things at the time of death which can elevate you or elevate your consciousness. That's why most of the devotees, especially for last 2 decades, I have seen, who came in contact with the ISKCON, they are spending their last part of life in Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan, it's very natural to remember their Lord. So it becomes very easy, conducive to remember Lord and leave your body. If somehow or other a man misses the spiritual opportunity afforded by his human form of a life and falls down again into the evolutionary cycle, he must be considered most unfortunate. So who is the most unfortunate human being? Dhano? Oh, where are you? You go out and just take one straw and come back if you feel tired. Do that, no problem.
No, he just didn't understand
that the accent was wrong. No, no. I never said Roman. Very attentive. See, Lord, that's why he has given 2 ears and 1 mouth. More to hear than speak. 50% you should speak than what you hear. Due to his defective sense, a foolish man cannot see that this is happening. Got it? Because the 4 defects that we have, we can't understand this whole cycle of birth and death and how this evolutionary cycle is going on. Consequently, Sri Ishopanishad advises us to exert our energy in the spirit of Ishavasya. Being so engaged, we may wish to live for many, many years. Otherwise, a long life in itself has no value. A tree lives for hundreds and hundreds of years, but there is no point in living a long time like a tree, or breathing like a bellows, or begetting children like a hogs and dogs, or eating like a camels. A humble, God-centered life is more valuable than the colossal hawks of a life dedicated to godless altruism and socialism. If it is not God-centered, then everything is useless. Shrama eva hi kevalam. It is useless. So when altruist activities are executed in the spirit of Ishopanishad, they become a form of a karma yoga. Such activities are recommended in the Bhagavad Gita 18 chapter 5 to 9 verses, where the karma performed in different categories or different gunas, that has explained in these verses. For the guarantee, their executor protection from the danger of a sliding down into the evolutionary process of birth and death. So in previous eras, when the kings used to be a devotees, they used to engage the whole citizen in the service of the Lord. And we have so many examples for it. Most of the South Indian temples are built by the kings, financed by the king and as well as the richest people in those days. And the rest of the people, they worked hard to build that temples. They put their bodily strength to build that temple. And they were rewarded for that by the king. So this altruism, he was making available job opportunity for the people also. But what was the reason? To build a temple of Lord. So that altruism will help them to get rid of cycle of evolution. But this creating a job by cosmetic energy, that will not lead them to cycle of evolution. Other than if someone gets a like a marketing person who travels around the world to make a business, to get the business, what are the things he has to do? You know, because I also did that when I was doing marketing for my company. All nonsense, all shits you have to do. So am I doing it for the benefit of society or gliding down myself and my consciousness? What I'm doing? So that will not help, ultimately. It may take care of body, but soul will get ruined. This is what Ishopanishad tells us. This is what leader means. This is what the responsible person means, who is taking care of the dependents to make them Krishna consciousness. Even though such a God-centered activities may be half finished, they are still good for the executor because they will guarantee him a human form in his next birth. In this way, one can have another chance to improve his position on the path of liberation. How one can execute God-centered activities is elaborately explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. We have rendered this book into English as the Nectar of Devotion. We recommend this valuable book to all who are interested in performing their activities in the spirit of Ishopanishad. So what will be the next book that we have to read after Ishopanishad? So our evolution is starting here. Prabhupada is guiding us that what should be read after what, then you will understand it. So our next module, we will have Nectar of Devotion after finishing this 18 verses on Ishopanishad. So anything that need to be discussed or explanation or your own understanding about that,
come back to the first question. This is one of my questions. You said whoever killed by Arjuna, they
didn't feel the pain, but whoever
killed by Duryodhana, they felt the pain. Like,
did I say like something like that?
No, I'm asking.
I said, Partha Astra Puta Padama Purasya. They became purified by the arrows shot by Arjuna and they went to the Paramadham, the abode, Vaikuntha, not even Swarga, they went to Vaikuntha, Paramadham. Why? Nayanabhi Vivanto Nayanabhi Ramam. Because while dying, they were glancing and drinking the nectarian beauty of their Lord.
That means who are killed by Duryodhana, these people.
Why to think about them?
No, I'm asking.
Why? Does that make any difference to you?
No, because
here it is said Arjuna. They have not mentioned about neither Duryodhana or Karna. Here it is mentioned, the conversation is all about who got purified and got to... There is no mention of that. Oh, he shot by Duryodhana, he got killed, so he may have gone somewhere. But here people, specifically he is mentioning, because in Bhagavad Gita Lord says, Hatova praptisisra jitvava bhokshasimha. If you conquer, if you die, you will go to the heavenly planets. And if you conquer the whole thing, then you can enjoy the kingdom. Yeah. So, whoever has died in that yuddha, they have gone to Swarga. That is one clear. One thing is clear. So, he may have killed by Duryodhana, Karna or anyone. But especially if he has got killed by Arjuna, where he has gone?
The thing is, you are going to say, the opposite party, all the Kauravas and all are killed by this, whereas all the good ones, Pandavas and all are killed by the opposite party. So now we have to think.
Why you have to bother about them? Whatever supposed to happen to happened with them, and that was not mentioned in Mahabharata, that because he was killed by him, because he was, forget about their destination, think about our own.
So maybe one nice point to add here is they were on the side of other those were on the side of other one, they got the punishment, like, even though they were good, like Dronacharya, Vishwa, when Vishnu was on the deathbed and the blood was flowing, he said, like, this is the sword or whatever he ate from Duryodhana. That's what is like going. And when Draupadi came for advice, he said, why are you giving advice? He said, now I can give, because now the whatever was I written from Duryodhana is gone. So they were on the side of Dharma and they got the punishment again, whatever the way Prabhu is saying. So
see, main thing. Who were fighting from Duryodhana? All Narayan Sena was with him. Narayan Sena means Sena from the Vaikuntha. Where it will go? Anything with today's discussion of this shloka, Roman? Anything?
We always say in our structure, we say that if one person goes to the, like, towards the world, so his only generations are different. Is it because of that attachment, like somebody attached to you and somebody attached to the family member have their attachment? And then they reach.
Because that person, he prays for them. Okay. See, Lord has explained, maybe the last Sunday of this month, I'm going to speak on that, because Prahlad Maharaj, when he offered his prayers to Lord Narasimha, in that prayers he mentions about, and answer to that prayers, Lord sees them, because you are a devotee, 24 dynasties from this and down, all are taken care, 42 dynasty of yours are already liberated, because you are such a kind of a devotee. That's why if someone is rendering devotional service in your family, feel that he is really vibrant in that, help him out, avoid him fascination. And even anyone whom you really know, whatever way you can support him, that will help. Because if at the time of death, if that person remembers you, Lord is bound to take him also. This is how it helps. That's why I have seen mostly, because I asked one of the very rich fellow, Marwadi, very miser. But when the time comes to make a donations for any yatra or to support any devotee financially, he will be the first person. For other things, he really might. One day I asked him, Abba, why is like this? I have seen for other reasons, you really count each and every penny. But when you have to give it for the temple or some puja or some helping some brahmana or Vaishnava, how you are so liberal? Generous for this, he said. See, this is what going to save. And here I am saving this money for this purpose. For both things are saving me, because here I am miser for my sense gratification. And here I am liberal for the sense gratification of the Lord. Because if I take care of Lord's devotee, he will take care of me. And that's why in previous eras, most of the businessmen, they used to run chowdhuries or ashramas or vishramale at all the teetha places. They used to have their own dharmashala where people used to come, stay for 2-3 days. They used to take food. And while going, they used to give ashirvad. So that blessing used to help them for their spiritual enlightenment. Because they are not able to do that. But at least they can get benefited. So that's why whenever you get an opportunity to help someone who is really sincere in rendering devotional service, be the first to help him out. Because Lord will recognize that. Oh, this is the fellow he is helping. What has gone, 21st what is going to come. All they are taken care of.
So even if, say for example, some...
But you need to be like a devotee, like a Prahlada.
No, but
my
I'm asking that.
Only if you're like...
I will be selfish here.
If you're a devotee and if many of your family members are following something as
not, you should be a devotee like a Prahlada. Then it happens. Not for any Tom, Dick, Harry.
But my grandmother died, she was chanting Hare Krishna. She was in coma for 34 days. But she was very worthy. Yes. She is very fierce. She is fierce, right? She used to even collapse on, she used to spill the water. When she doesn't want to touch any outside, even the red chili, she used to wipe off with the salt. But anyhow, she is so fierce. She was in the coma for 34 days. And she had a dark chili.
She has gone herself. Don't think that she has done so, you don't have to do.
No, I'm not saying that, but I feel like maybe because of her, I think just getting into the consciousness.
No, because of their blessings, because of their purity, someone in your family gets benefited. And they become
my own grandmother, my father's mother.
See, my grandfather, he came at home. He distributed prasadam on Janmashtami. He distributed prasadam to everybody. Came at home and he said, I think I have to go. His wife, my grandma, was sleeping next to him. He was sitting there. And he said, get up, I have to go. She said, where do you want to go at late or night now? It's just 12:30. Now you have just come from temple, sit quietly or take rest. And he said, no, I have to go. He asked my mommy to pick some little bit of tea. So she drank and gave it to him. He drank one sip, he kept his head and looked at my mommy and said, okay, take care of them. I'm going. He left. So, see, their pious activities, their consciousness, that gives you lot of, and because of his that behavior, my grandma had changed at the age of 72. Before that, she were not that much into, she was a really good woman for helping others out, but I never saw her while sitting and remembering God or anything. But the day he left his body, next day, she became more devoted to everything. And she left her body like that only. Like she told that within a week, okay, call everyone, I want to see, and I'm going. She also left. This is what punya, this is what pious activity, or the thing that you have done in your life, that brings you, and that takes you also. So it works. In your family, if someone is dedicated for something, and they have that punya, that helps your whole family to get the credits, so that you can get rid of the papa, and attend the Lord. Thank you very much. Anything else? Which karma? Considering the principle of Ishavasya, means God-centered activities, that will save you from the gliding down in the cycle of evolution. Okay? Thank you very much.